literally. I had a video to go with it. I really didn't have anything when I got up this morning. Some people asked me last night at dinner. They said, are you ready to preach tomorrow, or will you have to go home tonight and like put it the rest of the way together? And I said, no, I'm ready for tomorrow. And then I threw this stupid last part on there. I said, unless God changes it all. And he did. I was sitting there listening to that song a second ago, and there was one part in it that says, God wipes away all the tears. What if when we get to heaven, the tears that he wipes away is not ours, but his? You ever been to a wedding? Have you? You ever see a bridegroom get a first look at his bride when she walks out of the concealed area? What does he typically do? What does he typically do right after that? Wipes the tears away. Then he marries his bride. Amen? Just a thought. I'm just picking up. I'm going to throw everything at you that God threw at me this morning, all right? When I got up this morning, there was this awesome video I was going to show you. I made a TikTok out of it. Some of y'all are mad because I got a TikTok. Other of you are not mad, just aggravated. It's okay. Do y'all know what this is? Shout it out. Yeah. In the military, they call these a Kimlot, right? This was laying in my floor this morning. Does anybody know where this came from? What, Sarah? BBS. Do y'all know why it's this color? I have no idea. Matter of fact, I think Nora had one, and she didn't like the color, so she threw it at me and said, let's change. So I ended up with this one. And this morning when I got to bed, I said, God, thank you. I'm so excited about this morning. I hope this message is a real life changer for some people that'll show up. And God, and I looked down on the floor as I was getting up, and I seen this Kimlot that somehow had made its way into the floor. My side of the bed is a mess. Melissa's is perfect. Who said that? I'm just kidding. And I looked at this and I picked it up, and God said, you can preach this if you want to today. And I said, I will. But before we get to that, let's read some scripture. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes. Do y'all see that? Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountains. And when he was sat, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and he taught them, saying, guys, he was teaching his disciples, and he's trying to teach us today. These are very important things that he's teaching. I'm using this, and I'm going to try to get somewhere really quick. I'm just going to give you all a bunch of verses. But these are all red letter. These are not what the church is teaching. This is not what Kevin's teaching. This is what God would tell you that you need to hear. And if any part of this message affects you in such a way that you need to come to this altar and do business with God, please do. But I want to encourage you from now on, not just to come to the altar to do something here, but when you come to this altar, make sure you take what God's going to do in your life outside these four walls, because I'm afraid that so many of us will come to an altar and that's all we're going to do is have an emotional moment with God here, but it's not going to change us out there. Amen. It would be better for you to change in your seat and go home and change than to come up to an altar and just make a routine out of that. So please, if you get broken before God, be broken before God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If some of us in this room would get hungry and starving and broken for God, we'd be filled. Amen. I'm talking if you would start saying things like this, God, I'm starving for you. I'm poor. Listen, I hate to tell you this, but sometimes I can get spiritually poor, bankrupt. Amen? I can get to a place where I try to do everything myself. I can just start trying to do things and making decisions and making this and make this happen, and I can kind of throw God in the mix of that and make that what I want, and I can do that, and guess what? I get poor real quick. My spiritual man gets bankrupt real quick because I don't talk to God, I don't ask God, I don't read of God, and I don't think of God, and it gets real tough real quick. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Is your heart broken? Listen, you're never going to do great things in this church and this ministry until your heart gets broken. If you come to this church and the first thing you think of is I'm going to fix it and them, you have a real problem. Matter of fact, let me just say it the way God wants me to tell you. You are the problem. Here's what the thing is about this church. You should come here and say, God, I'm going to try to get a hold of you first. I'm going to try to reach you first. I love you. I come here to worship you. We enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise. The next thing we do is we're trying to reach souls for the kingdom. So the gospel, share the gospel. Number two, if you don't do those two things right there, this thing right here is paramount that you do it. Work on your character defects. Work on your sin. Work on where the strongholds of the enemy are in your life. And you know what? You'll be busy from now until the kingdom comes if you do those things. That's what this church is about. This is what we're about. Blessed are they that are meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Humble yourself before God. Have a broken and contrite spirit, and God will hear that and lift you up. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. If you are not filled with righteousness, but guess what? It's because you are not hungry for it. There's a promise in there. If you are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, he said, I will fill you up. There are people right now who are saying, God, I want you, I need you, but you don't mean it, because if you really meant it, God would take all the garbage out of you and fill you up with the right stuff. Amen? I wish as a church right now, I really do. How many of y'all want revival? Amen? I want revival so bad. I do. I want real revival in this church. But you know what I don't want is a series of meetings where we hear preaching and hear singing. You know what I want? I want a revival where people say, you know what, God? Crush me. Crush me. End me. Empty me. I don't care if we have to get rid of all the pews, all the songs, all the preaching, all the stuff. I don't care if we have to empty everything out, get on our faces before you, and wait till you show up. That's what real revival would look like in America today. Where we don't sing a song until God says, sing a song. And we don't preach a message until God says, preach a message. And we don't do one thing unless God says, go do something that I want you to do. There are so many things in this world that we try to do without God, and God is not in it. You know what? God really wants us to humble ourselves before him. He wants us to take our hearts and crush them before him and say, God, I am broken for you. And I'll tell you how to do that in a moment. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Listen, our hearts, I hear this a lot around and in our communities. It's like this. Oh, my heart tells me. My heart is in this. This is what I want. You know what the Bible says about our hearts? They're wicked. They're wicked. Our hearts are wicked. You know what has to happen in your heart? You have to have it washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You have to have the Holy Spirit to come into your life. And then, by the Holy Spirit, he will lead, guide, and direct your life. And you know what that'll do most of the time? That will send you in a direction opposite of what you really usually want. There's about 10 times a week where I say, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. And you know what God says right after that? That is not what you're going to do. And I'm good with that. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Can y'all read that again? You know what's going to happen in our church if we're not careful? If you just come in here and hear a word and come back to church and your biggest problem is church, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be fighting with the people in this church. You're going to think when your tires hit this parking lot that your biggest enemy is somebody who attends this church. You're insane. The biggest enemy you have is the devil and you. That's your biggest enemy. You get the devil out of your life and you get you out of control. And you know what? A lot of the stuff in your life will work out. And if it doesn't work out, God will give you a way to make peace. I'm preaching better than y'all are letting on. God's good at messages, ain't he? He just happens to be the greatest preacher of all time. Can't believe I picked this up out of the floor this morning. I was so ready to preach something else. Blessed are they which are persecuted for the righteousness sake, for righteousness sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. When has anybody, are we suffering for Jesus? Some of us think we're suffering for Christ when we're really just suffering for ourselves. We're trying to do certain things and we're going, man, everybody's against me. Well, you know what? You really want to feel the heat of that? Get saved. Get on fire for God. Get out there with a real message. You want real hate? You'll find it. You go out into this world and tell people about Jesus and how he can save them from their wretched sin. You won't have to worry about who your enemy is. He will be right in your face. And you won't have to worry about it. And when you come in here, you won't look around at anybody thinking they're your enemy. You'll come in here, you'll open up your plate, say, give me what you got. You'll get on this altar and you'll say, God, help me. I'm desperate for you. A lot of times we don't come to church desperate. Matter of fact, we come to church full. You preached that already. We sang that already. I didn't really like that song. I didn't like that message. I didn't like how the preacher, I didn't like what he did. I didn't like how he taught. I didn't like. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Our heart should be, God, do you want that? What song do you want, God? I don't care. You know what? If I was dying lost, if my family was dying lost, I could care less who was throwing me the life preserver. What was the guy wearing? The guy that threw me the life preserver that saved my life, what was he wearing? What was he driving? What was he doing? Man, if he throws me a life preserver, I don't care who it is. Especially if I can't swim. I can't swim in sin. I couldn't. I tried. I still try. Anybody else in here trying to dog paddle in some sin? God didn't save you to throw you back in your sin life. It stinks to be in the sin pool. Gurping for air. Can't figure out how to get out. I'm just here to throw you a life preserver. Some of y'all going, yeah, you need to. You're spiritual. You're a big preacher. Praise God, I don't care. I don't even like. I'm being honest with you. One day I might have you throw me a preserver and pull me in the shore and throw me up on land. I'm not mad at you. I want you to get your heart right. I know what sin does. Sin destroys. And it does. You know what? Sin never destroys. It never destroys the person you want it to destroy. When I sin, I think, all right, I can take it. That's what I think. I think, man, I can take this. God says, oh, I know you can take it. The devil goes, I know you can take it. But your kids can't. Your babies can't. When they're walking around confused, angry, mad, hurt, don't know what to do next, don't know if we're going to church or we're going out in the world, what do we do? I don't know what to do. That's what the problem is. Sin never comes home to pay the way you want it to pay. It never has. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Man, the more you talk about us as being Christians, the better we're doing. If you're gathering up with people, if there's, man, that church, they'll let anybody in there. They're just a bunch of wild. That's crazy. I wouldn't do it that way. Well, praise God. Talk about us. Set it on fire. Light us up. Because guess what? Next Wednesday, next Sunday, next month, we're going to be here, and there's going to be more broken people who walk in this church because there's a place and a refuge for souls. I want every devil in hell to talk about this church. I want them to say they're holy rollers, they're on fire, they got crazy preachers, crazy singing, they'll do it just about anybody, and they'll let anybody in there. You're right. Guilty, guilty, guilty. And we're going to keep on. Amen? Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Here's the message. Some of y'all are like, darn it. I thought this was the message. I thought I'd do all that because it's going to be a real short message. You're the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherefore shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. Remember when you got saved and you wanted to tell everybody who was lost about Jesus? Now you're saved and you need somebody to tell you about Jesus. The biggest problem about being a Christian is when you become a Christian and a believer in Jesus Christ, you're not supposed to be a hindrance to the world to be saved. That's the only thing God warned his believers about is be careful you don't hinder a young one to come to faith. So be careful how you're acting and how you're living, because there are some people you want to be saved, but all of a sudden if you become a hindrance to them, you'll keep them out of the kingdom of heaven by the way you act. There was a prisoner up at Brushy Mountain, and he said this neat thing about salvation, and that's kind of where I'm going to preach from, and then I'll be done. He says about salvation, if you is what you were, you are not. I'll say it again. This is about being saved. If you is what you were, you are not. If you're still the same person you were, you are not. When you get saved, something happens. It's amazing. Here's what it looks like. Verse 14. You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill, and it cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under the bushel, but on a candlestick, and give it light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I know where I got this. The other night we were over here across the street. They turned off the lights and they broke this thing. This little vessel right here. You're a chosen vessel. Everybody in here, you're here for a reason. You're a chosen vessel this morning. God wants to save you, he wants to change you, and he wants to light up your life. And this is how it happens with the old Kim light, like us. You get chosen, you get called, and then you have to accept it. That means you got to repent of your sins and ask Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, and then you got to look for the evidence that he is. That means he's leading your life. What's this right here? But you have to be broken. This thing right here is pretty neat. You have to be broken. You have to break it. This is an old one. I'm just being honest with you. It won't work anymore. It was laying in the floor of all places, almost under the bed. Right? You have to be broke. Guys, your sin brings you to a place of brokenness before God where he can save you. So before you get saved, you got to get guilty. There must be a change. Oh, Lord, this is so good. I don't know how this works, but there are two chemicals in here. And when they mix, they begin to glow. Amen? When they mix, they begin to glow. That is the same with us. The old man and the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden, after you've been broken, they run in together. I don't know how it happens, just like this, but all I know is that thing that was in the darkness all of a sudden becomes light and it starts glowing in front of everybody. Has anybody ever said, you are a Christian. You are changing. You are glowing. You are shining. You are a different creature. I've never met you. When I got saved, people said, I ain't met this version of you. I've never seen it like this before. Then you got to do something crazy. It's awesome. It's cool. You got to shake it up. Some of y'all need to hear this. When Jesus gets in your life, he shakes it up. He shakes some things up. He breaks some things apart. He sends some things out. That's what he does. He don't just save you. You get a little dab and you go home and live the same way you. Man, God gets in you and he begins to grow and change. I mean, he is different. He shakes some things up. Have your life been shaken up? Then there is a light effect. Man, that you can't help yourself. I mean, I wish we'd got to watch that video, because there's some of you in here. There's some of you in here. You got that little light, all of a sudden you cry, and all of a sudden the music started. You was running around that room. I wish you'd do it in here. You was dancing and waving and hollering and screaming. I was like, man, what church is this? Just because you had your light on. Just because you had your light on. Amen? And the kids, man, they was going crazy. There was one girl, man, she was off the charts. I was like, awesome. You know why? Because they had a light in a dark place. They weren't afraid to show it. When you get a light, you take it to the places and you shine it. But there's an order. You've got to realize that if this thing, just like this one was, after a few days, maybe a couple weeks, a month or a year, this thing's laying there on the floor, and guess what it wasn't doing? Weren't shining. It wasn't. Man, it was laying there. I was like, man, that was that old glow stick. Was that old glow stick. So how do you do that? What do you do if, what if you got broke? What if you got shook up? What if you ran around for God for a while? What happens if you've lost your glow? What if you all of a sudden now you're hiding? What if you're back in the places that you said you'd never go again, doing the things you said you'd never do again, didn't even know that you had some of the stuff in you that you thought you'd do? What do? Go back and do your first work again. Repent. Ask God to break you. Ask Him to shake some things up. And ask Him to relight the light that's in your life. Amen? God, we're not supposed to lay in the floor. We're not supposed to be up under the bed. We are supposed to be a city on a hillside. We are supposed to be the people that when they see us, they say, that's how you get to God. That's how you do it. Guys, this is a simple message. This is a simple, simple message. It's got an illustration with it. You know and I know. When's the last time you were broken over your sin? When's the last time God shook you up? When's the last time you shined your light in a dark world? Or are we talking about something that happened 10 or 15 or 20 years ago? You've been laid off in the floor, laid off at the house, laid off at the work, laid off in school. Yeah, people look at you and they go, I think they go to church. I think they do. They look like a Christian. They look like somebody who goes to, but they ain't shined in a long time. They ain't made a difference in a long time. Matter of fact, they walking around with all the other vessels in the darkness. Guys, this church is only going to be effective in one way. If we walk out of here Monday through Saturday and shine a glorious light of the Lord Jesus Christ in a dark and dying world, in a dark and dying world. And if we don't do that, we're going to be a clubhouse for a bunch of saints. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to start worrying about ourselves, fighting among ourselves, struggling with ourselves. But if we'll get on fire for the Lord, and just like in that video, if a lot of people come up here and get broken, a lot of people come up here and get shook up, a lot of people start shining, we are a brighter light together than we are apart. Let's all stand as they come get a song.